Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah.
I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Kathleen.
Yes.
Your lipstick is an amazing shade of mauve today.
Thank you. It's kind of like a dark purple.
I love it.
I was in a dark mood this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to play it up to my face.
It looks good.
Can I tell you something about bright lipstick? Because you, too, do a bold lip every now and then.
Love a bold lip.
For a while, I was self-conscious to put a bold lip.
Why?
Because, like, I've gained a little bit of weight, so my face is a little fuller, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but for a while, I was, like, the least amount of attention that I can draw to my face.
Oh, I disagree with
and
that.
And now I'm like, fuck it.
Kathleen, here's why you never have to worry. A of all, it makes you happy. B of all, you have cheekbones for days.
Oh,
and so,
kind.
Like, that just automatically gives your face the perfect amount of shape.
Thank
so
you.
So you can pull off anything.
Thank you, thank you.
Don't worry about
but
it.
Anybody else thinking that you can't pull off a bold lip,
yes,
fuck
you
it.
Can.
You can do it.
Pull off that bold lip. This is a bonus episode of an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany.
Hello.
That's Kathleen.
Hello.
We're at Audio Boom Studio NYC, and we're in a different studio, and so there's a window that overlooks the little cozy kitchen area of Audio Boom, and I just saw our engineer Casey walk by with a big plate of something, and it looked amazing.
Casey and I are wearing the same outfit today.
Identical outfits.
Let me describe this. It's kind of like mom jean. I'm wearing the cheeky gap jeans that I've talked about in the past, so they come up high. They're like high-waisted.
They're cute.
Cropped ankle. Thank you. We're both wearing booties, ankle boots.
Yep.
We're wearing striped t-shirts. And then like some sort of blazer or cropped jacket over the striped t-shirt. This should be a uniform.
It really does look like you two are in like a girl group and you're just you have interviews today.
So we're in a girl group, but we're also interviewing money managers. Yes. So we don't get taken for everything we're worth, like the Backstreet Boys.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Today is Veterans Day. So I want to take a second to thank everybody that listens to this podcast who has served in our armed forces. Just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. And a special shout out to Omar. He's one of the admins of our Facebook group.
Yes. And to the families of veterans and people who are actively in the military. Yeah. That is a sacrifice. That's a whole lifestyle that I can't even imagine. A lot of stress, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of love.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Today for the bonus, we're going to do some rapid fire advice because you guys have some funny problems, some big problems, some small ones. We want to be able to help as many of you as we can. And some of them are delightful one answer or like one sentence answers.
Oh,
and we're going to do them.
We got so many. I put it on Twitter today and our Facebook fan group. I was like, listen. If you need advice, rapid fire, send us some emails.
Yeah.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. Please change my name to something witchy. Maybe like amethyst or moon.
Moon. Ooh.
Moon.
Raven moon.
Raven moon. Okay.
Moon
Raven
claw.
Moon. She said, my brother's girlfriend is pregnant.
Mm.
And I'm the only one that knows. My brother wants to hand my parents a sonogram on Christmas as a surprise.
Okay.
I've expressed to him that this is a bad idea, that my mom will cry, my dad will yell, and they're all going to come to me to complain about each other. Babies are a blessing, but my parents are very hot-headed. My brother agrees with me, yay, but says, well, it is what it is. He assumes that it will be bad, so he's not doing anything that could make it any less traumatic. What can I say that will maybe change his mind on how to tell them? Plus, what can I do to protect myself from being dragged into the middle of it?
Okay. First things first, I think if he doesn't care that your parents are going to be upset, I think maybe you need to remind him that you are also going to be upset in terms of your Christmas is going to be ruined. If he doesn't care, then I think sit back, put down your energetic bell jar. Nothing can get to you.
Yes.
And when people come to you to start complaining, you say, you know what? This is between you and my brother and your God.
Yeah.
And it's not my issue.
Yeah. Just make a name tag that says I have no comment.
Yes. Yes.
Or better yet, make a shirt.
Mm-hmm. I have no comment.
Or better yet, just print out wrapping paper and wrap everybody's gift with wrapping paper that says, I have no comment.
Yeah, because if people get blindsided, what they like more than anything is to know that you already knew with enough lead time to make a shirt and also print out wrapping paper.
I do see where your brother's coming from. Telling parents that aren't going to be excited about baby news is hard no matter how you do it. So you know what? At least on Christmas, maybe they can fake like they think it's a blessing.
Yeah, like they know they have to because it's Christmas.
Raven Moon, I kind of side with your brother on this one.
Just do it. I think, you know what? Sit back and enjoy the drama.
Live tweet it, please.
Please live tweet
if
it.
If you're going to do that, let us know so we can follow the stream.
Hello, Kathleen and Bethany. I'm in my first semester out of four total of an accelerated second degree nursing program. I am currently broke. I'm only working one day a week at the job I had for the year leading up to school and babysitting on Saturdays. I also have a 17-month-old son.
Wow.
I've been looking at waitressing jobs and have about a year of waitressing experience, as well as many years in customer service and a full year as a barista. What advice do you have for getting a job as a less experienced waitress? I need a job that potentially pays more in fewer hours and has hours outside of the 9-to-5 structure, so waitressing seems to be the ideal job, though I'm open to other suggestions. I'm in the Atlantic City area, so I have many options, but it is the off season.
Yeah.
Love you guys, from Lindsay.
This is tough. First of all, Lindsay, get it, girl.
Yeah.
You are working so hard and you should be so proud of how far that you've come. I mean, going to school and having a 17-month-year-old is nothing to sneeze at. That's something that would kill most people.
I think so. I also like that you said 17-month-year-old.
17-month.
Which is what it is.
You know what? In terms of getting a waitressing job, I would, one, watch movies where people are waitressing.
Why? How is that going to be helpful?
And write down the tips.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, go online, say, movies about waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
Watch all 10 of them or whatever.
Okay.
Write down a list of all the things that you see them doing in the movies that you think that you could learn from.
Mm-hmm.
Two, have a lot of enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Go apply to a waitressing job and just be like, listen, I don't have a lot of experience. I'm very teachable. I'm eager to learn and I'm enthusiastic.
Yeah, I think that even saying, I wouldn't even necessarily lead with, I don't have a lot of experience. I would lead in and say, these are the qualifications I have that lead into waitressing. First of all, I'm balancing 17 different things in my life right now. Two, I learn fast. Three, I'm great with people. Four, I'm smart. I learn quickly. Mm-hmm. I would lead with what you do have.
Oh, that's much better advice than I just gave.
I don't know if servers do this, but like, give me a night. Like, let me show you how well I can do.
Yes. Wear your most comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
And smile a lot.
Yeah. And like, look, go to like the nicer places and see, maybe they'll take a chance on you, especially as we do head into the holiday season. Mm-hmm. People are looking for staff.
Absolutely.
So be like, you know what? I would like to surprise you with how good I am at this job, despite on paper me not having a ton of experience, because here's all the other stuff that I bring to the table.
Sometimes when my friends come over, I practice doing the waiter waitress pour for the wine.
You did it at my house the other day.
I did it at your house. That's right. When Bethany's mom had us over for dinner at Bethany's house, I like put the towel over my arm.
Yeah.
And then I pour people's bottle of wine, and so you kind of do that twist as you're coming up.
So it doesn't dribble.
It looks very fancy.
It's very fancy. Mm-hmm. So I would say that. I would also say, you know, being in Atlantic City, that's a great place to be because it is definitely a service industry area. Grab that barista job. I think you know that you want off hours. I think your best bet is definitely going to be either barista or serving. Come up with a list of five qualifications you have that you can lead with when you approach a server job. And if you are a server, anyone listening to this, like, let us know what we're missing, because I've never been a server. I've been a barista, but not a server. So I might be missing something.
Or online foot model. That might be lucrative.
Are you size six?
Do you have
six
nice
and a
feet?
Half?
Are your toenails nice? Fungus free?
Foot model.
Yeah, look into it.
Hand model?
Yeah. Okay, another rapid fire question. This one says, hi ladies, if you end up using this email, please refer to me as Nancy Drew.
Okay.
Or if you pick a more exciting code name, go for it. Well, Nancy Drew sounds good.
Congrats on the new series, Nancy.
Here's my rapid fire question. How do you go about dividing up the holidays between you and your spouse without someone on either side of the family getting their feelings hurt? Hubby and I have been married for about 2.5 years now, and sometimes it feels like it's easier for us just to split up on the holidays so we can each be with our families on a specific day. Any advice you have would be appreciated. Thank you very much, Nancy Drew. P.S. Kathleen, we will win the Fitbit workout hustle this week. Oh, I do like, so I'm a Fitbit obsessive.
Yeah.
I'm in like a lot of Fitbit challenges with other taste buds every week, and we see who can get the most amount of steps.
That's amazing.
And Nancy Drew and I text her on our voicemail number. We can get text messages there too.
Yeah.
And I texted her last week. I'm doing very bad. I didn't leave the house for 3 days last week.
It's really hard when you work from home. It's tough to get those steps in.
I got 800 steps one day. Do you know how little I had to move to get 800 steps?
I went to bed with 250 steps.
Yeah.
I spent a whole day and didn't walk.
And sometimes you need those days. I do not need those days. I need to get out and move my ass. All right. Splitting up the holidays. This is sort of interesting because I just said to Bethany, are you and Dennis sharing any holidays this season?
Yeah. So I led with this pretty quickly into our relationship.
Yeah.
I said, look, I will never go to Christmas with your family. because I want you to know that if that's a deal breaker for you, then this isn't going to work. Because my family lives so far away that, and Christmas is really, really important to me, that I want to spend Christmas with my family. Yeah. And he was like, okay. And his parents get it because he lives pretty relatively close to his parents. And so they get to see him kind of multiple times a year easily. And so that's just something that they have to deal with. And they're great about it. But I absolutely led with it.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not spending Christmas with you ever. I don't know if we're going to have a second date.
Right. Like,
but like, don't plan on spending Christ's birthday with me.
Pretty much.
But Dennis is going to your mom's house.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So he is doing that. And like, he's kind of always spent Thanksgiving with his girlfriend's family. Mm. So that's just what they've set up in his family.
So
it's tough. What do you guys do?
So Neil and I, until we got married, I don't think we spent holidays together. It was like the marriage was sealing the deal. Then we spent our holidays together. And we're very lucky that all of our family lives in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And it really does suck to spend a whole day driving between places because they're like 40 minutes away from each other. But we do find a way. We do, you know, 1 year with my parents, 1 year with his family, or Christmas Eve with one family, Christmas Day with another.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, alternating years.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we just fly to California and we say escape. Goodbye to everybody.
I wish, like, because so Dennis won't be with me for Christmas. We're just splitting it up. And I think that that's sometimes okay because if there's no children involved, I think that
that's fine.
Fine. Does she say what that situation is?
No, they don't have kids.
No kids.
Yes. So I don't think it's that weird to spend Christmas not with your spouse, even if you are married. It's
kind of like split up for Christmas sometimes.
You see your spouse every day.
Yeah.
If you live with your spouse. I mean, assuming that you live with your spouse, not everybody does. But you know, sometimes like your family's on one side of the country, his family's on the other, whatever works for you. But I think most people probably do alternate years.
I think that that's probably normal. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine not seeing my family for one Christmas.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. And another option too is, I don't know how many siblings are on both sides, but maybe both families can figure out a schedule that works for them.
Yeah.
So like maybe, I don't know, like one family can do, like her side of the family can do Christmas on like the 23rd and his side of the family agrees to do Christmas maybe on the 26th so that it just gets zhuzhed. And that's not always the case, but it might be worth it if everyone can kind of agree on it.
My husband gets so offended when I say this to him. I'm like, hey, babe, this year for Christmas, we're flying somewhere. Just the two of us. We're going to an island. And he's like, no, how could you say that?
You guys are Four Christmases. Have you seen Four Christmases starring Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, you have to win Four Christmases when you have to go to so many houses. There are years where I fantasize about just flying to an island. So I don't know.
I can't imagine it.
Nancy Drew, maybe you want to do that one too. Bethany.
Kathleen.
Time is money.
Oh gosh, I would like more of both.
And that is why we love Instacart. It's the website and app that lets somebody else do your grocery shopping for you because time is money and your time is probably better spent doing something else.
You have as many hours in the day as Beyonce does, but she has like 17 assistants. Let Instacart be your assistant.
Yes.
So here's what happens. You order the food you want from your local grocery store on Instacart. They work with both national chains and your local mom and pop grocery stores. Yep. So you already know. They have coupons only on Instacart, so you're getting deals that you wouldn't anywhere else. You order the food, you set a time that you want it to come, so you can do it in as little as an hour or at a time that works for you, and then they bring your food.
I have made Instacart a staple in how I function on a daily basis, and I've never had but the utmost service from Instacart. I open my app, they already know what kind of groceries that I like. I just go boop, 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 add it to my cart, and sometimes it comes to my house in as fast as 1 hour. Instacart has saved my ass. And you know, it's a holiday season. You're busy. Let somebody else do your holiday shopping.
Totally. Your personal shopper will gather your groceries with care. They pick excellent produce just like you do. Your hot stuff will stay hot. Your cold stuff will stay cold.
Yeah. Instacart.
Instacart, baby. So try Instacart and get $10 off and free delivery on your first order. To get this limited time offer, download the mobile app or go to instacart.com and enter our promo code TASTE at checkout.
That's $10 off and free delivery on your first order today in the mobile app or at instacart.com. And don't forget to enter our code TASTE when you check out. My mom forgot.
We won't ever let her forget this.
Still mad at her.
Oh, I like this one.
Rapid fire.
Help, says Jessica. My friends all like Pegasus, but I think unicorns are best. We have been having this disagreement for several years. How do you suggest we ever end this? Note, this is 100% legit. This is a topic of conversation we have every time we are together. Jessica, this is similar to my conversation of would you go to Jurassic Park? Dennis and I once again got into a fight over the weekend about why he would not go to Jurassic Park and why I think that he is a loser for not being willing to go to Jurassic Park.
He is a loser for not being willing to go to right? Jurassic Park. Come on, Dinas. You're a photographer. Imagine the photos you would
Imagine the photos you would get.
So Pegasus, that's the half man, half horse.
Pegasus is horse with wings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then a unicorn is horse with horn. I want to double check. She also says, if that's too ridiculous, what are tips or tricks to cut back spending or managing your finances?
No, let's
That's
go with
boring. We're going to go with Pegasus.
I like unicorns because they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And they're rainbow and they're on a lot of things. Like they're very in.
Mm-hmm.
My 9-year-old niece ran up to me yesterday and was like, "And Kathleen, look at my earrings." And there was two cute little unicorns.
That's darling.
Kids don't really get as excited about Pegasus as...
Pegasuses. So I'm looking on Wikipedia, and a Pegasus is from Greek mythology. Basically, their special power is they can fly.
And that's it.
And from just a cursory search, that's what it looks like. A unicorn, from what I understand, unicorn can purify water. With its horn?
What?
From what I understand, this is what I've been led to believe.
I have never heard this. I knew that they could like shit rainbows. Or, I think like, that's cotton candy.
That's like a newer skill. Hold on, I'm going to Google unicorn skills. That's like a skill from the 90s. Abilities: power to render poisoned water potable, heal sickness, has magical powers. So I'm going to say unicorns are probably better only because they're more useful.
And Pegasuses.
Pegasi.
They can only fly.
They just fly. So I guess I would really want to know what your friends see in a Pegasus. Not that it's not great, but I guess I just like...
I mean, maybe their friends are moving packages, large quantities of packages.
Then Pegasus would be what you want to do.
I mean, if you're a drug trafficker, it's probably the Pegasus is that you're going to want to lean into. But if you're a hiker, you want a unicorn because they purify the water when you're out in the woods.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, look, if you're a drug trafficker, you don't want a unicorn because they will be pooing rainbows. And, you know.
Just leaving a trail to your cocaine.
Totally. So, yeah, I'm going to say unicorn. I'm with you, unicorn, based only on skill set alone.
All right. This is from Haley. She said, "Ladies, my favorite ladies. I was just diagnosed with severe anxiety."
Oh, welcome to the club.
"And I'm learning how to manage via my therapist and the wonderful, wonderful world of Lexapro."
Ah, welcome to the Lexapro family.
"I want to know from you, what is the best way you deal with your anxiety? Do you distract yourself? Do you daydream? I'm trying to do different things my therapist suggested, but I'm struggling. Thank you and love you."
Mm.
"Took a screenshot of this thing that I saw on Instagram today. The account is @freelancingfemales. And it's kind of like a flowchart, how to get out of a funk. And so I think this is, anxiety makes you feel shitty.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm so anxious, I can't deal with life. So this flowchart I think might be able to help you. Number one, are you feeling off, yes or no?
Yes.
If you're feeling off, what are you feeling? Where do you feel it in your body? Because anxiety has the ability to manifest itself in so many different areas.
Yeah, totally.
Like I feel it in my neck.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Where do you
stomach.
Feel it? You feel it in your stomach. Yep.
Always.
If your anxiety could talk, what would it say? Would it say to you, "Help, I need more water," or like, "Help, I need you to go outside and get some sunlight"? Right? Think about, like, give a persona to your anxiety and let it speak to you, because unless it speaks to you, you can't help it, because you can't help something that doesn't ask for help.
I usually think of mine just saying like, You're going to fail.
No, give it more of a persona. Like, name your anxiety. Like, I might call mine Julie.
Okay, yeah, totally. Karen.
Yeah, Susan, whatever works for you. And then ask yourself, what is this anxiety teaching me? Because, like, what are you anxious about? If you're anxious about seeing somebody that you don't want to see, is your anxiety teaching you to give that person less power?
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Is your anxiety teaching you that putting yourself in stressful situations that you don't necessarily need to be there doesn't make you stronger, just makes you more anxious?
Yeah.
You can remove yourself from situations where your presence isn't 100% needed all the time.
Totally.
Right?
Yes.
So that's a way to look at it. And what you need to ask your anxiety after you give her or him a persona, what do you need right now? What do I need right now? What do I need right now to feel better?
What does that answer look like sometimes?
That answer could look like, you need to take a nap for 5 minutes. You can take a walk around the block. Like, what will give you immediate relief? That's not like a long-term lesson or a long-term takeaway. Like, immediately, what do you need to do to just make yourself feel better?
Like, take a shower. Take a nap.
Read a poem. Make yourself a cup of tea. And then the last question to ask yourself, what tiny step can I take to meet my need?
That's interesting, because, so I've talked about this before, when I was having when I had like my full nervous breakdown and I had to go to a treatment center. One of the things we did, one of the things that one of the instructor said is that, like, if you, especially at night, if you're lying in bed and you cannot stop thinking about something and you're just ruminating on it over and over, if there's anything you can do about it right now, just get up and do that thing. So, like, if you're worried about an email that you know you need to send and you don't know how you're going to do it,
just get up and
just get up and just like work on the email then, because you're not going to sleep anyway. Yeah. You might as well get up and do that thing.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit what this sounds like, which is just like, what small step can I take to help remedy this anxiety?
Yeah, because when you have anxiety, there's long-term issues, but there's small-term issues too.
I like that.
So Haley, I hope that helps you a little bit.
I have a really quick one too.
Yeah.
A really quick answer is I play the what's the worst that could happen scenario game, which is I'm lying in bed usually and it's like, okay, I have a big meeting tomorrow and I'm afraid I'm not prepared. And I'm afraid that I'm going to screw it up. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's the worst that could happen? I go to work and I screw it up. Then what's the worst that could happen? I'm embarrassed. Then what's the worst that could happen? I get over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's rewind. I give this presentation and I blow it. What's the worst that could happen? I get fired.
Yeah.
Let's say I get fired. Yeah. Okay. What's the worst that could happen? I have to find a new job. Okay. What's the worst that could happen then? I never find a job ever again. Is that reasonable? No, you'll find another job.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. What's the worst that could happen? I find a job that isn't exactly what I wanted. Okay. And then what's the worst that could happen? I find another job.
And
it's never like you die.
Yeah, no, it's never you die.
It's always like, oh.
Unless you're in Jurassic Park.
Right.
Yeah.
But you probably won't, because they fixed all of the problems that had happened in all of the other movies.
Yeah, it's totally safe to go to now.
Much safer. So
I love that game.
Once you take away the fear of the unknown, you're like, oh, no, I'll probably be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haley, good luck.
Good luck. And welcome to the world of Lexapro.
Welcome to the club.
Are you seeing spiders? Didn't you see spiders?
I didn't. That was Wellbutrin.
Oh, that was Wellbutrin.
Made me see spiders. I saw shadow people. I'm actually, since April, I haven't been on an antidepressant.
How you feeling?
And I'm feeling okay. There are moments when I'm like, God damn it, I made the wrong decision. But I just kind of want to feel all my feels right now.
Yeah, that's good. This is actually a good time to bring this up. We are heading into like, now the days are darker. Yeah. So make sure that if you have any mental health issues, even if you don't, I highly recommend make sure you're getting enough vitamin D.
Yeah.
Take those supplements.
Get that D.
Get that D. And
I'm a child.
Dennis, I'd have to take the D train to get to his apartment. And he's always like, you on the D.
You on the D to get the D.
You on the D. And also, if you have a full spectrum light, make sure you start looking at that. If you don't have one, again, even if you don't get seasonal affective or have any sort of mental health issues, I would still recommend getting a full spectrum light and looking at it 30 minutes a day. Just have it, you know, on while you're reading or working, whatever.
Cooking. I bet you can buy it on Amazon, right?
You can totally buy a million of them on Amazon.
I love that.
They don't make you tan or anything like that. They just are for your brain.
All right. Cassandra, what do you have to tell us?
Ladies, let's see if you can help me. I have a close friend I reunited with when I started my divorce. Chemistry has always been there. And after a night of drinking, we became friends with benefits. I ended up catching feelings for him and I ended up telling him because I was ready to ghost, but it didn't seem fair to him to just leave him wondering what happened. We didn't talk for 2 months after and have restarted our friends with benefits thing since. He keeps giving me mixed messages and I kind of want to ask him what he's looking for. Should I?
Yes.
Yes. I honestly think that's what's keeping him back is that I'm a single mom. He's not sure if he's ready to have kids in his life. Yeah. We're both in our early 30s and I don't want to waste my time, but the sex is great. I also don't want to lose him as a friend because he's such a great person. I think you should ask him what he's looking for.
Ask him what he wants. Life is too short.
Yep.
And I come from the school of thought that if he's sending you mixed messages, it's because he doesn't want to be with you.
Mm.
So I would just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, hey, I know this is complicated.
Yeah.
We obviously have an attraction.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits. I have a kid and I'm divorced. It's not like an ideal situation in terms of when you're thinking of somebody you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
Yeah.
You know, there's luggage. There's baggage.
Totally.
It's probably very nice baggage. Your child is probably very cute.
Yeah. Darling baggage.
Bethany, if you fell in love with a guy and he had a child, could you do it?
Totally.
You could.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because you didn't have to birth the child.
Yeah. It's not my number one responsibility.
Yes.
But yeah, if I was dating someone and they had a kid, that'd be totally fine.
Especially
it really would.
If that kid knows how to wipe its own ass.
Great. Ideal.
That kid knows how to feed itself.
Mm-hmm.
Even better.
Great. I think, yeah, I think you have to. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your kid.
Yes.
And I think if you guys are friends, I would try to keep emotion out of it. I would just say, look, we're having a lot of fun, yeah, but I'm also getting a vibe that you're sort of pulling away. So here's what I want. And I just want to see if that's what you want. Great. But if it's not, I'm going to definitely have to sort of stop the friends with benefits, yeah, thing, so that I don't hurt myself.
Yeah. And the child, and your child obviously comes number one.
Yeah.
I have a friend right now, a good friend, who has met a guy and she really likes him. She's actively looking for her person.
Okay.
Right. She wants to get married. She wants to have children, you know, yada, yada, yada. He has a child.
Okay.
And he's divorced. And I think at first she thought that it was that maybe wasn't something that she was open to, but mm-hmm, like, she really likes this guy.
Yeah.
And when you meet somebody, people that you really like, your opinions tend to change about, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. And sometimes, yeah, I don't know. I think sometimes the children are the little benefit, like the little gift with purchase that, like, yes, you didn't realize you were going to get, but it becomes more of a gift than anything.
Like that eye cream that you're like, oh, this little sample, mm-hmm, this garbage sample, I don't want it, turns out to be your favorite product ever.
And you end up like wanting a lot of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like stepchildren.
Yeah.
Or child or stepmother.
Step, you know what?
Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon, stepmother.
I've never seen that.
Yes.
Motion picture.
Bethany. Susan Sarandon has cancer and she's dying and she's the actual mother of these children. And the stepmother, Julia Roberts, is going to be the one who finishes raising them because she's eventually going to die. It's very sad.
What film is this? Stepmother?
Stepmother. Stepmom. Hang on.
Is it new?
No, it's old, 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 old.
Why have I never heard of it?
1998.
Show me the poster.
Come on.
What is the cover art?
Bethany, you know this commercial, the trailer where they're singing Ain't No Mountain High Enough and they're dancing around in their pajamas?
No.
Yes.
No.
You've seen this commercial a thousand times or trailer or whatever.
I've seen this poster.
Yes.
Okay, if you don't know what we're talking, you've seen this poster. First of all, they're both ginger. How darling. Julia Roberts is wearing a homespun knit cap and smiling. They clearly were not in the same room when this picture was taken.
No,
they're both looking at different things.
Because they're both moms in their own special ways.
Right on.
Yeah. Stepmom.
Stepmom.
Okay. Last email. This is the one who inspired our rapid fire advice. So this came a few weeks ago, but it's not rapid fire, but it was really short and I thought it was really funny. Hello, ladies. First off, I love the podcast.
Thank you.
I've been a listener from the beginning.
Thank you.
I look forward to listening to your podcast every week.
Thank you.
I've heard numerous times when you guys have responded to other emails and I'm hoping that you can respond to mine. It's okay if this doesn't make the podcast. I just really need some advice. See, I'm a teacher, so I'm on my feet most of the day.
Woof.
And I typically wear flats. And because I wear flats without socks or those little half-assed socks, my feet sweat. And I don't mean they kind of sweat. I mean that they sweat all the time.
Mm.
If I take off my flats, you know, because there's a god-awful smell in the air. It's so bad that I have to get new flats more often than I'd like to because the shoes themselves just smell. I have tried looking online for how to reduce my feet sweating, but nothing that I've read online has helped. Is this really that uncommon of an issue?
No.
I doubt it. Ladies, do you have any advice on how I could minimize the sweating? Or do you even know a product that will help air out my flats so that they just don't smell god awful?
Mm.
I would really appreciate the help. And so would my shoes. Love you, ladies, so much. P.S. I'm a math teacher and I'm well aware that my grammar is not my strength. So sorry, Bethany, if there are any typos. I tried to proofread.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
I have a couple of things.
Oh, that was from Jenny, by the way.
Shout out, Jenny.
And she didn't say to change her name, so.
Okay.
Jenny, it's okay. I have sweaty feet, too.
Yeah, I do, too. They're awful.
And I am curious as to how old Jenny is, because this is an issue that affected me more in my 20s than it does for me in my 30s. And I think it might just be like a hormone thing, too.
I'm wearing my Rothy's right now. That would be one of my suggestions, is get Rothy's because you can wash them. So that's really nice.
Oh, God, I love your Rothy's.
Yeah, thank you. Second, I would say there's a couple. So Odor Eaters makes an insert.
Yeah.
Which is helpful. I think if you wear inserts, and I think you should because you're on your feet, get ones that are soft. Don't get rubber ones or plastic ones that will just make your feet sweat more. Get the fabric ones. I've also done, especially in the summer, I put deodorant on my feet, like antiperspirant on my feet at night. And then again in the morning.
There's this one type of deodorant. It's called Certain Dry.
Okay.
And dry is spelled D-R-I. When I worked in fashion, if we were working with somebody who had very sweaty palms, we would put this deodorant on their hands.
Oh, interesting. So deodorant morning and night on your feet. And then also baby powder is great. That's just to keep your feet from sweating. If your shoes are leather, that's tougher to clean and to get the sweat. I don't know. Have you ever tried those balls that you put in like your sneakers and they're supposed to get rid of the smell?
I haven't. No. So I've also heard of this technique where you soak your feet in apple cider vinegar.
Oh, interesting.
Like dilute it with a little bit of water.
Yeah.
People that suffer from warts and stuff like that too. I read this on Reddit. I'm like a part of the wart.
Pimple.
I like to look at people's warts on Reddit. I'm so gross.
No, I don't think so. I think that you are interested in the darker side of the human body.
I guess. So a lot of people who suffer from warts, they soak their feet in apple cider vinegar.
Interesting.
And so that might change the chemistry of your feet as well. That's something to think about. But certain dry on your feet, I would just cover my feet in certain dry at night and maybe just let them air out. Don't put them under the covers.
Yeah.
Oh, multiple pairs of shoes. You need to be wearing more than the same pair of flats every day.
Oh.
You need to have multiple pairs because then that gives your shoe time to dry out.
Oh.
So if you find a pair of flats that you like, buy more than one pair, three pairs or something.
Yeah.
Especially because you're a teacher and you basically have a uniform of what you wear every day. Buy three pairs of the same shoe that you like. Find something that's not too expensive. You can afford three of them. And then wear them every third day because then you won't be having like the same constant, you know, sweating issue in the same shoe every single day.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
And maybe bring one with you so you can switch them out at lunch, maybe, so that it's not even the same shoe the full day.
My fancy aunt taught me that. Don't wear the same shoes every day.
Oh, thank you, fancy aunt.
Then you'll wear through them much more quickly.
And there's one product that I knew about a couple years ago, and I'm trying to remember. Gex. That's what they're called.
Spell it.
Gex. GEKKS. MyGex.com. GEKKS. Yeah. So there are these. Imagine if you took a sock, but instead of putting it on, you laid it in the base of your shoe and then wrapped part of it over your toes. It's like a candy cane shape, but flat and on your foot.
Yeah.
They make this product that basically slides into your shoe and helps you eliminate foot odor and without having to wear a sock. They use silver, which is antimicrobial, and it's supposed to be anti-odor. So this is another thing I would look into, and it might really help your shoe. And they recycle plastic water bottles.
Go to your local health food store. I don't know if everybody has one of these in their lives. I have a local health food store where you can buy, like, organic foods and organic granola bars and whatever, but then there's this whole other section of the store where there's, like, the potions.
Yes. Yes.
And the one in Hoboken that I go to is called Basic Food, and there's this guy that hangs out in the potions.
Yes. What is that? There's one on Lifetime. THYME on 6th.
Oh, really?
Same thing. Guy hangs out in the potions.
So he doesn't even look like he works there.
He might not.
But he's always there to answer any question that I have. And I went in buying like CBD oil a couple months ago. Comes out of nowhere. Hey, can I help you?
Yes! Is it the same guy? That's amazing.
And he was dressed very warmly. It was the middle of the summer and he was like in this really bulky jacket. And I was like, yeah. And so he had the key to the display. So obviously he worked there. And the cash register isn't that far from the potion section of my health food store. But people like that are interested in alternative medicine, find a store like that and just go and have a conversation with that person. Bring a little notepad. Write down what they tell you. Don't be embarrassed.
No.
Because they have heard everything.
Yeah, they know what they're talking about. They're not going to judge you. Oh, that's so funny. I wonder if it's the same dude who just goes back and forth.
I don't know.
I hope you figure that out. And I'm looking at these Gex and they're like $18 for one. And they come in different sizes.
You might also grow out of it. I'm wondering if my issue with my stinky feet stopped when I went on birth control.
Oh, that's possible.
I think that it did. It might be a hormonal issue. If you're in your 20s, Jenny, you might grow out of this. So
I mean, I didn't, but I hope you do. My feet are sweaty right now.
But your feet are not stinky, Bethany, because you take off your shoes in front of me quite often. No, I guess maybe you don't.
They're awful.
Your feet are stinky.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah, it's bad.
Have you tried spray deodorant?
No.
That's an option too, spray deodorant.
I should do that.
Yeah, because it turns into powder.
Yeah.
But then it's not quite as messy as like dipping your feet in baby powder.
Yeah.
Oh, this podcast. All right, Taste Buds. Thanks for tuning in.
We love you.
This weird ass bonus. I like
From Pegasus to unicorns to foot odor.
We should do it again.
Yeah.